be careful of what you wonder. At its core, wonder is the profound feeling of curiosity that arises when encountering something we don't understand or something beyond our imagination. It is based on our perception and prompts us to demand an answer through the avenue of yearning. Wondering ignites our curiosity and demands an answer, much like the infant that cries until her or his desires are met. As we wonder, we are not creating an image. Instead, we wonder because we don't have a clue of how our desires will be met. And that's why we wonder. I would go so far as to say that wonder causes worry. I have wondered many things into existence, good and bad. But like all words, saying the word wonder casts a spell, especially when said out loud. It doesn't matter what you are wondering. You get the manifestation of that wonderment based on your yearning. Let me say it here now. We get the manifestation because of the feeling behind the wonderment and the spell it casts when we say it out loud. So begin to think before you say, I wonder. Example, here are some usual wonderments of mankind in general. I wonder how I am going to pay the bills that are presented before me. I wonder how I am going to do this work that is presented before me. I wonder what it is like to live in that physical place or that place. It looks like a wonderful place to live. I want you to understand that wondering is usually about desiring to know about something we are already aware of, is already in our perception, sight, see, touch, smell, based on our senses, unlike when we use our imagination. I lived in the projects, and like all families, if you have grown children, there are times when they return home. If you have multiple children, like a lot of people did in the projects where I grew up, sometimes more than one child returns at any given time together with their offsprings. This was a usual occurrence in my neighborhood. This was the case with a family that my mother watched daily from her window. The window was a learning place for me as a child where I posed questions to my mom about life and she gave me her wisdom. God bless her calm soul. At least 3 to 4 of this neighbor's children had returned with their offsprings. It was only a 3-bedroom apartment and they all were living in the apartment. 4 grown children and at least 7 grandchildren. Seems unimaginable, right? But it was the truth. My mother would say very often, I wonder how they all fit up there in that apartment. I wish I was a fly in the wall so I could see. I would tell her not to wonder that, really not to keep saying that, but she persisted. I felt that the wondering would come to pass in her life because the wondering, which I will call desired, seemed so strong. Well, I wasn't wrong. She got the answer to her wondering when 3 of my mother's children returned home with their siblings. She got to see and experience how that woman may have been feeling and living. I was one of those children who returned with 2 of my children while expecting another. I apologize, Mommy, for assuming that I had a place to come to without considering the impact on you. In my mother's house, every room of the house became a sleeping corner. Even the living room became a bedroom. It turned into an uncomfortable situation, like it must have been upstairs in our neighbor's apartment. I believe my mother's situation could have been avoided by just observing, because it was unavoidable unless we put on blindfolds and putting a finger on her lip. Sometimes we wonder things into existence because it seemed as though they would have a wonderful outcome. I wondered how it would feel and be to live by water. And now I live 2 blocks away from the Atlantic Ocean. And it is awesome. That was a good wonderment, but still by default. I wondered how it would feel to obtain a doctorate degree. It was a rewarding and gruesome undertaking, but it felt wonderful walking down the aisle to receive my doctorate. That was good, too, but still by default. When I was a member of the Jehovah's Witnesses congregation, I wondered what it would feel like to have a God-fearing husband and 6 well-dressed and behaved children after seeing what looked like a perfect family. And lo and behold, I got that husband and 6 children. Again, not knowing the growing pains that would follow if I got that desire. The verdict is still out on this wonderment because of the residual and unforeseen stress that is still involved with this wonderment. And this too was a default wonderment. But as I continue to learn about the power of words, let me make it plain that I wouldn't undo any of the aforementioned wonderings of any of these experiences. In retrospect, I can remember when all the wonderments became a deep continual yearning and almost a precise moment it entered my heart and the precise moment the wonderment was fulfilled. I once made a list of all the things I wondered into existence. It was a lot longer than what I have mentioned here. I have to look for that book and find where I wrote it. Here are 2 questions for you to ponder. I challenge you to make a list. 1, of all the things you wondered into existence. 2, do you remember when they entered your heart? And 3, put a check next to all of the wonderments that have manifested in your life so far. Yes, this is good. This is good. So let's review. 1 key distinction about wonder lies in its relationship to perception. In my analysis, the word wonder could stand alone as a question, like the word why with a question mark. It could be wonder with a question mark. Wonder is not the same as marvel. We can marvel at the universe. We don't wonder at the universe. Wonder is a word that was defined as mankind's natural inclination to curiosity. Wonder is like a reaction triggered by external stimuli. In other words, we have to use our senses before we wonder. For example, my mother's concern for her neighbor came from seeing the influx of children enter her apartment and move their belongings back in. My yearning to know what it feels like to have a doctorate came from the prestige that appeared with those who had doctorates and my perception of desiring education to the fullest. And that doesn't mean knowing everything, because knowledge is too vast for one person to know everything, or of living by the water, which seemed like the American dream. We see or sense, for those without physical sight, the physical conditions, like my mother's neighbor's predicament, or the evidence of beach life by a large body of water, and the seeming prestige of a terminal degree. And it is prestige. Not many of us wonder how a breathtaking sunset, a majestic mountain range, the vast expanse of the cosmos, the majestic ocean, the sky, the composition of humans and animals, the wonder of consciousness, or trees were made, or how trees were made. Most of us marvel at that. In the next podcast, I will give my interpretation of imagination and the difference between wonder and imagination. Until then, reflect upon this. A person born without sight might have a better chance of reaching heights beyond the seeing man's imagination because they don't have the external stimuli to get in the way of their perception. Here's another question for you to be prepared for the next podcast. What images does a blind person see? For now, I've concluded in my understanding that wonder is not the same thing as imagining. where physical stimulus is necessary to cause wondering, imagination is the playground of creativity, enabling us to envision possibilities, solve problems, and explore alternate realities. To further understand imagination, all we need to do is read the example in the creation story, Genesis, where God's spoken word precedes the creation story, signifying the power of words. It would be a good idea to read it ahead of time before the next podcast so we can explore the topic together. Imagination transcends the constraints of time and space, offering a boundless canvas upon which we can paint our dreams and aspirations. And with that, I say peace and shalom.